It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks, and welcome to our KFAR Saturday radio program, Fairbanks Foodies. Oh, boy. This is a Fairbanks' preeminent food show. We've been on the air almost 6 years now. My goodness. We look at food events taking place in Fairbanks, recipes you can try, beverages you can create, and fantastic meals to serve you, your family, and friends. We're part of a great Saturday lineup here for you at KFAR Radio. Now, as we speak, the Tanana Valley's Farmers Market is open. I say this every Saturday opening to you. It's from 11 to 4 right now. It's about 102, 103. Get down there, enjoy, and invest. Also, it's the end of Golden Days right now. This is a pre-recorded show. I record this on a Friday. And as I speak, I just got done having the Kiwanis sourdough pancake feeds. It's something special. It's the Thursday and Friday of Golden Days week. It goes from about, you know, 8 to 10, a couple hours. And I participate at least one day every year. I wish they would do it all week long, but they only do it Friday and Saturday. Volunteerism at its best. And they are so good. I got 4 sourdough pancakes to go because they were closed as I was getting ready to start this show. They're closing down for the year. They've added 2 more sourdough pancakes in my to-go thing, some nice sausages and butter. Pardon me there. I'm trying not to sneeze on the show here, but what the heck? It's just me. But those sourdough pancakes were just so good. Some butter, some nice, refreshing syrup. You know, it's we didn't have breakfast this morning. Now I'm not going to have lunch. Might not even need to have dinner. But for all you people out there that volunteer to a group for an event, a fraternal organization, a church, you know, whatever it is, and you serve your group and you serve the public, here's to you. You know, Kiwanis, thank you. You know, pretty soon we're going to be having the Tanana Valley Fair startup at basically, God, next Saturday. And it's, or next Friday rather, and 1 week from today. And so much is done by so many for this wonderful town. Sometimes I think it's so much by so few for our wonderful town, but everyone I talk to has at least 1 to 3 organizations that they work for and serve. So here's to us. Here's those people who are out there at 6 a.m. on the Kiwanis so they could serve the public of Fairbanks. It's a $10 charge, that sourdough pancake breakfast. It's been a $10 charge probably for this entire millennium. It's great. It's fantastic. It's wonderful camaraderie. It's part of the Golden Days. Oh. Now, here's what I'm not happy about Golden Days. It's not about the food. It's about I didn't win the poke of gold. Don't know where it's found, but I don't know if they got on the third clue. I looked at this morning. It had been found. I didn't read yesterday's poke of gold. I don't know where it's at, but I'm going to give a guesstimate of where I thought it was, as I was telling Emily this morning. If I would have been looking at the east side, northern side of the river, east side of the Barnett Street Bridge, that area there, you know, where all the, maybe even where all the things are, the artwork and stuff like that. But that's where I had been looking. That's where I've been concentrating my search for. Whether it was that way or not, I do not know. But that's where the clues were bringing me in. What the heck? You know, it's only in Fairbanks. Thursday and Friday, Kiwanis giving you the sourdough pancake breakfast feed. Looking for a poke of gold. Today as we speak, I think we've already had the parade. Rubber duck race going on. Tomorrow is the Felix Pedro Monument, and the pioneers do that, and they bring out food out there. So they were tying that into food. And the wonderful Jerry Cleworth, city councilman for 3 decades, plus or minus, he's the one who's going to be giving the address out there for it. Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, now, last Sunday was Emily's birthday, and I put on a nice birthday party for her. I did all the cooking. Is my Super Bowl. You have to adapt when you're looking at things. And I had a blast. You know, that Saturday and Sunday, you know, Saturday I started making up my different mixtures and my marinades, getting stuff done. This is what I did. I did tri-tip. And I started the tri-tip in my marinade. It's, you know, I put on the grill, I put on a WSM Weber Smoky Mountain in the afternoon on Sunday, but I got it into the marinade on the morning of Saturday morning. You know, olive oil, beer, lemon juice, lemon zest, Leon Perrins, teriyaki, salt, pepper, of course, a few other things. And I jacquarded it. You know, it's what I call my medieval torture device. It's a implement with about 20 blades in there. You press down, and these 20 blades in a sequential section go into your meat to tenderize it. And I served 4 of those. I'd smoke 2 at a time, get them to about 110 degrees, and I'd put them on the gas grill that I had and finish them off there. Then I would slice very nice, you know, about 1/3 inch pieces of meat against the grain at an angle, and they turned out great. And near the end, I also made up a butter compound that I infused with my French tarragon that I grow. So, hey, use some growing stuff in there. Then I also had some pork tenderloin, and I put that on my Phoenix pellet smoker, and again, I used some marinades on that. And in that marinade, I, you know, got into my homegrown oregano on my deck, and some thyme that I grow, and I also put in some other items in the marinade, and didn't have to use a jacquard on that, and that worked out very well. It tasted very well, and at the end I would grill that. I would get a nice smoke ring on there, get it to about 130 degrees. Then what I'd do is I'd sear it on both sides for about 2-2.5 minutes, get some nice sear rings on there, so you have a good texture difference with the searing. You know, you get that texture difference in that nice charcoal taste on there, and let it rest for 10 minutes. I chopped those into about inch and a half pieces for people, and I had a nice marinade that I put on it, and I'd finish it on the barbecue. So that went very, very well. Now, I was going to cook some St. Louis-style spare ribs, but I said no. I had so much food going, I didn't need to do spare ribs. And by the time it was all said and done, I had lots and lots of leftovers, both beer and food, and birthday cake. It was fun. And then I also did chicken thighs, and I did those on the big green egg, and I got the temperature up to about 300 degrees and had them in there about 40 minutes. It came out nice, cooked. Then I put a nice barbecue sauce that I made up on them and finished them off. They're in the big green egg for about 350 degrees for about 55 minutes. And they were so nice and delectable. bones, they're finished. They're finished perfectly. About 165 to 170 degrees. Something that was just enjoyable all the way around. Then what I also did was I did Italian sausage. And those I also put on the Phoenix pellet smoker. And I got, you know, first I boiled them, got the membrane off, let them, you know, rest for about 3 hours before I start cooking them. And I put those on the pellet smoker. And then I wasn't going to finish those off in the pellet smoker, but I wanted to put a smoke taste on them. And then I finished those off on the grill and got a nice char crisp them up on my gas grill. So three out of my four items went from a smoker to a gas grill to finish off. And that's what I want to sort of talk with you about and remind you of. Depending on what you have and how you're doing it, a gas grill is so easy. You got to have a gas grill because you can finish something off very quickly and bring it up to a very controlled temperature of where you want to serve it. But you can also put a crispness on it, you know, something like I did with everything. You know, you slow cook, indirect heating, so to speak, then direct heating. And, oh, those were so good. And those sausages were just nice, and I cut them into thirds because we're serving 25 to 30 people. And I put a nice finish sauce on them, and there was none of those left. I mean, there was something left of everything except the Italian sausages. So I felt good and proud about those. I really did. But right now, we're going to listen to the Foodie Roundup brought to you by Glenn Anderson. We'll be back. I guess.
For bed. Do the intermittent fasting. That works great. I don't eat anything after I have a dinner at like 6, and then I'll eat about now, maybe even later, so I can get at least 12, 13, 14 hours in, and then I can eat pretty much anything. Now I'm just getting hungry. How about a foodie roundup? Should we do that? I say yes. Yeah! It is your foodie roundup. The latest in food news, there were several calls about a leaking mysterious substance on a freeway in Ohio. Turned out, gallons and gallons of Frank's Red Hot Sauce. Seattle hot dog fans rejoice. You are victorious. A taste test from the New York Times crowned Seattle Dog the best regional hot dog in America. Oh, if it's the ones that are outside Lumen Field with caramelized onions, I go there specifically for those dogs. Hey, if you've never had one, a loaded, what they do, they load it with cream cheese, grilled onions, mustard, and jalapenos if you're adventurous. Okay. There you go. Reese's Pieces is launching its first new product in 10 years. It's called Reese's Pieces Chocolate Cookie and has cookie bites in the middle. 9 in 10 Americans don't know the risk in eating hot dogs. What? And that, my friends, is why healthcare CEOs are billionaires. Right there. Olive Garden bringing back the never-ending pasta pass for the first time since 2019. Meanwhile, Chipotle, known for its super authentic Mexican cuisine. Did you hear the sarcasm? Believe it or not, they just opened their first restaurant in Mexico. Wow. Adults who eat spicy food 6 or 7 days a week, you mean like every day? 14% lower risk of dying than those who don't eat. Spicy foods reportedly are linked to like cancer and heart and lung diseases at reducing those. Wow, I didn't know that. Of course, Taco Bell's the ones being investigated for this outbreak of that sickened thousands. I believe it was launched after a tip from Chipotle. America's cheapest city to grab a cheeseburger, fries, and soda? Austin, Texas. They studied who has the best in-flight coffee. 25% sell Delta, followed by American and Alaska Airlines, which uses Stumptown. Best in-flight snacks? Delta. Southwest, JetBlue, American, and Alaska. What's the worst thing passengers could eat on the flight? Number one, tuna sandwich. Two, hard-boiled eggs. Three, super messy liquids. And seven, any fried food. Okay. And if you're looking to reduce your chances of getting hit with explosive diarrhea, apparently it's been linked to Taco Bell. They say don't eat bagged lettuce, or they said, bagged lettuce, berries, fresh herbs, or where it's coming from. But wait, what other kind of diarrhea is there? It's your foodie roundup. Yeah!
Oh boy, that was a poopy foodie roundup from a wonderful person, Glenn Anderson there. I enjoy those, don't you? You know, it's just a little nonchalant missives about food. And he puts a lot of time and effort into it, and I like that background music that he has, so what the heck. Now, I also made my famous cowboy beans. Now, Fairbanks, this is on KFAR Audio Archives. If you get anything from the show ever through our 6 years of being on the air, take this down. Write this down right now. It's the recipe of my famous cowboy beans, and everyone loves it. I mean, everyone loves it. Probably the best. I hereby classify this, if not the best beans in the state of Alaska, best bean dish in the world. That's right. How's that for egotistical? But here it is. You're going to need 1 pound of bacon, 1 pound of hamburger, 1 pound of pork sausage, one 12-ounce package of Weber Cowboy Rub, 1 package of kielbasa, 1 yellow onion, 1 red onion, 1 orange, one yellow onion, 1 red bell pepper, 1 orange bell pepper, 7 to 8 cans of Vanderkamp's pork and beans were similar, 2 cups of brown sugar, 1 bottle of barbecue sauce, you know, the 8-ouncer, cheap, and then about 3 to 4 ounces of A1. And what you're going to do is you're going to cut up the bacon, you know, dice it all up, and that's where you start. And what I do is I use my Lodge pot to my blue to cold cook everything except for the beans. And I put my bacon in there, and it takes about 10 minutes to get it crisp, and I put in my hamburger, and I'm separating it all, getting my hamburger all mixed around, get it cooked, just about cooked through. Then I put in my pound of pork sausage. And just, you know, regular sausage. It's not Jimmy Dean's or anything like that. And again, use my wood spoon to break it all up and get it cooked through. Then I thin slice in about a little bit less than 1/4-inch section of the kielbasa and put it in there. And this takes about 25 minutes-ish right in there. Then I dice up the yellow onion, put it in there. Then I put in my package of Weber Cowboy Rub. Give it a good thorough mix. Then I dice up my red and orange bell pepper and put it in there. Cook it all. I'm cooking it all. You know, you're getting the onion to sweat and soften. Then what I do is I transfer it all to a great big baking tin. You know, the big one. I put the meat in there, and then I put in the 7 to 8, you know, 16 to 20-ounce cans of the beans. I put in the 2 cups of sugar, the 1 bottle of barbecue sauce, and the A1 sauce in there. Mix it all together, and I have the oven temperature at 300 degrees. Put foil over it. Put in the oven for about 2.5 hours. Bring it out, and I've stirred it all together before I put it in there. Stir it all together, and man, when you bring that out, people love that. So remember, KFARradio.com, RDO Archives. Today is the July 25th. Enjoy it, and we'll be back after these messages.
Looking for bold flavors, friendly faces, and a place that just feels right? Welcome to Humble Roots Beer Project, the newest craft brewery in Fairbanks. Located at 314 Wendell Avenue, mere steps from the heartbeat of downtown. From crisp lagers to hoppy IPAs and smooth stouts, there's a pour for every palate. Join us in our laid-back tap room. Grab a fresh crowler to go. Come see what's brewing at Humble Roots Beer Project. Stay stoked on local.
Bobby's Downtown is more than fine dining. It's a way of life. We welcome everyone and look forward to serving you. Whether you're in your Carhartts or your evening gown or tux. Yes, us. This is Rena from Bobby's Downtown. Come in and have an unforgettable dining experience. The Art Deco interior strikes a balance between casual and fine dining. Whether you're in the mood for pizza or prime rib, you'll find it at Bobby's Downtown. Open late Friday and Saturday nights, always non-smoking, on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying your day. Hey, it's Golden Day, so get downtown. Get downtown, have some food. The street fair is going on down there. First Avenue, and also in the Golden Heart Plaza, things like that. So, my goodness. Now, lots of things to do on Golden Days. You know, you've had... If you've enjoyed it, the pioneers have put on a lot of stuff. You had the tea out at not Pioneer Park, but out at Pike's Waterfront Lodge. You had the mug up out of Pike's Waterfront Lodge. Lots of things going on. Again, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, out at the Pedro Monument, Felix Pedro dedication out there. We celebrate our history, and it's enjoyable. Yeah, maybe you saw the parade today. Guess what? I did not. But it's Saturday. I've not done it yet. But I enjoy a good morning coffee at 9 o'clock with some friends of mine. And we seem to be hitting the Geist Road, the Alaska Coffee Roasting Company. And great service. Just great service. And they got great food. Oh, my God. Go there. If you're going to spend the time, go to the Alaska Coffee Roasting Company. They're on Geist Road. They have pizzas, sandwiches, desserts, pies, every assortment of coffee you ever wanted. I'm pretty basic. Mine is black, black coffee with a little bit of cream in there, and I'm good. But you can get just about any type of coffee made for whatever you want there. Nice ambiance on the interior. Great service again, fast. And they are mean to you because while you're ordering coffee, just before you order, they have you in front of their sweet treats bar, their dessert bar. And oh my God, try walking through there without buying a dessert. Just try it. Or without coming back later to buy dessert, like I do. So anyway, hey. Now, here's something for you. Last night, Emily and I went to Caliente. It's that new restaurant where the library used to be, and enjoyed it. Nice. It's open, Tuesdays through Saturday, I believe, from 4 in the afternoon to 8 o'clock at night. So they have a limited time frame and a limited menu, but looking at their menu and seeing the food that came out of there, it looks delicious. I didn't have any. I'd already eaten. Decided to go over there and have a margarita. And, man, they have tapas. They have the main events. They have the sweets. They have soups and salad. And I got to go by there and try their pozole salad. It's with pork, hominy, variety of peppers, onion. Oh, man. And also, they have a chicken enchilada. You know, that's a chicken enchilada soup. Ponder that. You know, there is a God, and this is where you get your soups at. So the pozole and the chicken enchilada soup, must-haves. Got to go there. Also, that's where, you know, Larry Lowry is now at Lat 65. He worked there. Larry is probably the most preeminent bartender, mixologist, rather, I have come across. And he's won in the Newsminer, you know, the best of. He's always the best bartender. Simple as that. Now he's at Lat 65. And Lat 65, you know, they lease to Frozen Smoke Barbecue for the food service. But they also bought a full-service liquor license. So now it is a full-service bar in there. They have great beer, and they expanded where they finished out much more of the area that they have there. And it is a full-service bar in there. And Larry Lowry, the most preeminent bartender in town, that's where he is. So what the heck? Anyway, I encourage everyone to go there. I love their food. Ted Jones Jr., owner of Frozen Smoke Barbecue, he's got 14 different types of burger plus other things. His chicken wings on Sunday, he does 50 batches, they're gone. He does incredible tacos on Monday. He has his normal stuff. So now you have a great combination. I encourage you all to go there and try it. Caliente again. Go there. Corner of 6th and Lacey. Very nice people. Emily and I enjoyed ourselves there. We didn't order the food, but we saw the food. And the food looks fantastic. Then, it's not quite football season yet, but on Sundays, the last couple weeks, or Saturday, Emily and I have gone to Fender's for breakfast, and we get there about 10 o'clock in the morning, and if you get there at 11, they'll give you the choice of the breakfast menu or the lunch main menu. They got a great lineup for breakfast there at Fender's, the menu. It is fantastic. You know, I never order the same thing when I go there because I'm always wanting to try something that I know is going to be good, be it the special, be it what's on their menu. Oh. It's all good and very well priced. And it's a chef that cooks the food, not a cook, a chef. Cooks the food, and there is a difference. There is a difference. But great ambiance. We're coming into the sports season, coming into August pretty soon. College football is going to start in about two and a half weeks. Then about the 6th, 7th of September, football season, and where are you going? Where are you going to go see your football game, have a good breakfast, do your show, whatever it is? Oh, but it's starting. Well, Fairbanks, that's our show. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I want to thank Craig Compo for being my warm-up band. The 12:30 show, getting everyone ready for the main course of Fairbanks Foodies here. Hopefully you enjoyed this weekend. You had a good Golden Days week. I'll read about more who won the Golden Puck, the Golden Poke. Golden Puck's the Gold King's week. And anyway, you have a great day, and I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM, also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.